Well, good morning. It is 6:25 a.m. on Saturday, March 11th, 2023. 41 degrees, which is precisely 5 degrees Celsius, 93% humidity. As I commence my stroll along the Willamette River that winds its way through Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Rivercast, y'all. It's light. There's like light in the sky. The pic that I took of the Broadway Bridge is illuminated like no other pic that I've taken of the bridge before. I think, maybe, I don't know, it just feels like it's always been dark when I've made this walk. But now I can see things that aren't illuminated under lights. And it's lovely, I love it. And I know that the next time I do this, it's going to be dark again, because this weekend we set the clocks ahead. And it's like, man, I really like this not walking in darkness, but yeah, it is what it is. I will not rush things. I will not live in the future. I will live in the now and embrace what is in front of me, not what will be. I look forward to what will be, but I'll take what I got now. God, and I've seen crows, I've seen geese, I've seen ducks, I've seen seagulls. It's a veritable Audubon Society meeting out here. And there's a huge flock of geese that flew by. And it was eerie because every time I've seen a huge flock of geese, Canadian geese, they are loud, squawking, louder than crows. But these guys were like silent running. They were ninja geese. They were just flying and nobody was saying nothing. It's like, wow. And the crows, because it's light, They're getting ready to go back to wherever they go when they aren't roosting in the city. So they're just flying all over the place. It's weird because you think like they've got a purpose, but they don't. I'll see a group of them like, we're heading east. Oh no, we're not. We're going to head north. Wait, no, let's head back west again a little bit. And then we'll split off and we'll go over here and you go over there. It's like, what are you guys doing? Go somewhere, do something. But nope, they're just flying around. Maybe they're still trying to figure out where they're going to have breakfast. Which can take a long damn time when you've got a committee of crows. It's been a busy morning already. God, there's been like 5 people that I've seen come by here. And joggers and dude walking his dog and the safety lady that comes through, grumpy safety lady. God, she does not want anything to do with anybody. But she's already come through, and it's like, geez Louise, busy morning. So last night, I had an amazing evening with Allie. We're still figuring out what we are to each other, what we're going to be to each other. I really kind of need to ask her, what does she want us to be? Because there's very clearly a connection here. God, I enjoy her company. I enjoy the way her mind works. Like I say, she's beautiful. I mean, there's all of it's. And of course, the question then needs to be asked, what do you want out of it? What do you want Okay, I'm having pronoun problems here. What do you want us to be? What do you want them to? What do I want Allie and I to become? And that's a legit question. And it's an intriguing question because, of course, holy crap, there's a boat. There's a boat on the Willamette River. I've not seen that before either. God. All kinds of things happen when there's light on the scene. Because there's this sort of broad sense of what do you want in a relationship in general? And then what specifically do you want with this person? And it's interesting, since I started dating Muse and now dating Allie, and I definitely would say I am dating Allie, there has been, what's the word, a focus, a deep examination, a very clear exploration of motivations and boundaries and desires and intent. It's been wonderful, but it's also been very unusual for me. Just because that's not, that level of scrutiny of emotion and feeling and desire hasn't been a part of my paradigm in terms of the people in my life. It's always been this feels right, let's do this. This feels right, let's do this. And if you run into problems, then you deal with it and you address it, and either it works or it doesn't, and you move on. And that's fine. The very responsible and mature establishment of parameters, and it sounds clinical, it's not. It's, I want this to work, and in order to do that, let's eliminate as many potential variables or red flags or situations where it won't work. Steel bridge. Tink. And honestly, that's incredibly flattering and affirming that we're having these lengthy conversations. My God, she was here for hours, and we were talking about past relationships and things that we love, things that make us crazy. And it's like laying a foundation, a very conscious and intentful foundation. It's like I talk about with creation. Creating intentfully makes that whole experience much more connected and grounded and impactful. And that's very much how I felt with Muse, and that's very much how I'm feeling with Allie. And as strange and bizarre as it is, it's wonderful and exciting and scary on some levels. Not that I'm worried about me so much. I'm more worried that in my noviceness, in my lack of experience in these types of relationships, that I'm going to cross some line or some instinct is going to kick in that's going to wreck things, which is silly. Not silly. It's a valid concern, but that fear doesn't allow for the wisdom and compassion of the person who I think I'm going to be wronging, whether it's Muse or Ally or, I'm polyamorous now, so who knows? I don't know. And I need to, I spend so much time in my own head that I'm not used to these opportunities to meet someone where they are and still be myself. But I really want that. You know, what do I want? I want someone that I can share stupid memes with. I want someone that I can call and talk to just because I'm tired of the silence in the apartment and I really like to talk to this person. I want someone I can cook for. Someone who appreciates my culinary prowess, such as it is.
Do you live in these?
I do not.
I'll say you're lucky if you do. Those are beautiful.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, she's friendlier than I thought she was. She just wasn't in the mood to talk the last time, I guess. You know, I want someone to share passions with, of all kinds. Someone to explore with. I have that with Muse. I think I can have that with Ally too. And that's just scratching the surface. That's just me talking pre-caffeinated in the morning of what I want. I want to be Allie's friend. I want to be her lover. I want to be game mate as we play games together. I want a companion. I want a teammate. There's a sense of going through life with someone. And that sounds like marriage, and that's not what I'm talking about. It doesn't have to be exclusive and all the time. But there's that sense of knowing that out there in the world, there's someone who cares for you, who thinks you're awesome, who thinks you're hot, who thinks you're smart and funny and That's being an us rather than a me and you. And I still need to explore that because, I don't want to cross over into codependent territories here. And Muse has been very good about maintaining autonomy while still cultivating that intimacy. I'm still learning how that works. So, and I will continue to do so because tonight, it's been a great week for Dave. Tonight I'm going to Cirque du Soleil with Muse. Muse has never seen Cirque du Soleil, and tonight, right over there at the Moda Center, in walking distance of my apartment, God, do I love my apartment. In walking distance of my apartment is the Moda Center where Cirque du Soleil will be playing tonight. So, not only do I get to spend time with Muse, But I also get to show her the wonder that is Cirque du Soleil for the first time. It's like sitting down and having somebody watch Star Wars for the first time. And yeah, that's going to be awesome. And exciting. And there's so much going on in my heart right now. And that's good. That's a good thing. So, all right, I'm crossing under the Broad Street Bridge, which means we need to bring this river walk to a close for Saturday. Oh, God. The weekend stretches out before. I got Cirque du Soleil tonight, gaming with the Shadowrun crew on Sunday. Life is good. So, have a fabulous weekend. I hope you are able to experience a companion that you can have a text conversation or a phone call or a coffee or a meal or whatever with someone. Because none of us are alone. Yeah. And however it goes down, there's the wisdom of Zig Zag Claiborne, who I heard last night at the Black Men Telling Stories. Black Men Talking? Black Men Telling Stories? I forget the name of the event, but holy crap, that was epic. I didn't even talk about that. Sorry. Sorry, Zig. Allie kind of blew my mind last night, but the event was astonishing. Hearing some amazing stories being shared. It was epic. So, Zig's got wisdom. He's got storytelling mojo, but he's also got wisdom when he says, despite everything, create. And I will tell you to love fearlessly in the face of the unknown. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. No walk tomorrow. Tomorrow's Sunday. Taking the day. I'll talk to you guys Monday. Until then, you take care, and I'll talk to you soon.